And now this is a dictation for Dano Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S, December 2947, addresses a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up for Mr. Curtis, who has a low sodium concentration, appears to be SIADH, also alcohol use and atrial fibrillation hypertension last visit in November. We did a teleconference phone, has seen Dr. Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y, urology, PSA suppressed at 0.19, has gained few pounds, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness of blood, no gross edema, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no oxygen or sleep apnea, no skin rash, joint tenderness, no mucosal abnormalities, no bleeding, nose gums, medication list review. I want to highlight the Eliquis for the AFib, blood pressure, losartan, long list of supplements, other blood pressure, metoprolol. Next paragraph, at home, blood pressure 122.72, weight 273 stable, normal kidney function, low sodium 132, normal potassium acid base. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic low sodium concentration with high urine osmolality more than 300 and normal urine sodium, lively SIADA picture. He does have alcohol intake. However, he says to be eating well, good sources of protein. We are going to continue fluid restriction. He understands that uncontrolled low sodium concentration can cause cerebral edema, and I explain the symptoms. I'm asking him to continue with increased protein intake. I'm not advising to do increased sodium because of hypertension and blood pressure medications. We are not using any hydrochlorothiazide. The side effects of ADH antagonist, including liver failure, are potentially very risky, as he is already drinking alcohol. He has prostate cancer without recurrence. All this is discussed with the patient. I will see him back in 6 to 9 months.